Sechtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Vav, 15 lines in the bottom of Daf Ayin Heinu Beis, and the Gemara is discussing and trying to understand why the Braisa stated that Bechein Rabbi Elazar Imer Kuti Lo Yisa Kutis, that the Kuti cannot marry a Kutis. Previously, the Gemara tried different explanations, but ultimately the Gemara felt that can't be Pshat in Rabbi Elazar, and now the Gemara continues, El Ki Asu Ravin Amr Abchia Ba'aba Amr Abichan. When Ravin came from Eretzol, he said the name of Abchia Ba'aba, the name of Abichan, and some say that Ravin said this, Amr Abba Bazab, the name of Abba Bazab, the Amr and some say that Ravin said this, that Amr Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, Amr Rabbi Yishuv Halevi, the name of Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, and the name of Rabbi Yishuv Halevi, Shalosh Machlekes B'Davo, that in regard to the reason why the din is that a Kuti is also to marry Yisrael, there are three explanations, and there's a three-way Machlekes, as we will see, that Rabbi Shmuel, as well as Rabbi Kiva, will dash in a Pasuk in Malachim Beis. This is after Sancheriv sent the Aseres HaShvatim into Golus, and that was in the time of Yishuv Ben Allah, in order to make sure that all of Eretz Yisrael was settled. They made sure to settle various people in various areas of Eretz Yisrael, and in one place they settled the people that were eventually called the Kutiyim. Then at some point there were a bunch of lions that were coming and they were threatening the people in Kutiyim, and because of that incident, therefore the Kutiyim became Gerim, and the question was, what are Geri Arayis? And they only became Gerim because they were fearful, but really they did not have the intent to become part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Kutiyim always had the status of Goyim, or were they Geri Emes, and at least at that time that they had proper intention, and therefore they were considered part of Klal Yisrael. And just to keep in mind that no matter what the Gemara holds, if originally they were Geri Emes or they were Geri Arayis, certainly at some point they were no longer considered part of Klal Yisrael, and there was an issa to intermarry with the Kutiyim. Gemara brings the first shita, Rabbi Shmuel Sava, Rabbi Shmuel holds Kutim Geri Arayis, saying that the Kutim had status of Goyim, the Kehanim Shinitbahem, Kehanim Sulamayu, and as we will see in the Psukim, the Kehanim went and they intermarried with the Kutiyim, and those Kehanim were not from the most respected of the Kehanim, and they were actually Psulim, Shinem, as the Pasuk states in Malachim, and the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it makes sense where Rabbi Bochanan said the name of Rabbi Yechon. When the Pasuk tells us, the simple explanation is that the Kutiyim made for themselves from these Kohanim that they should be Kohanim for their Bamais. And Rabbi Yechon explained the Lashon Miktsaisim is from the Lashon Makaitim Shabam, from the thorns of the nation. And these Kohanim were undesirable to Klai Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, Mushum Hachi Paslino, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it makes a lot of sense that since the Kutim were Geri Arayis and therefore they were Goyim, and that's why the Chacham said that a regular Yisrael cannot intermarry with the Kuti, as if you would do so, you're actually marrying a regular Goy, and of course that is Asar. If you Rashi, this point of the Gemara has nothing to do with the din of Rabbi Elazar that a Kuti can't marry a Kutis, as you only see from here that a regular full-fledged Yisrael cannot marry a Kuti. And although when the Gemara stated Minat Kaitzim, and we explain like the first Pshat of Rashi, Lashon Kaitzi Psula Lishnachrina, Rashi says another explanation, the Muxedheim min Am Lipsol, that the Kutiyim was separated from Klal Yisrael and they were Pasol. The Gemara continues with another Shita as to the status of the Kutiyim, as Rabbi Kiva Sava Kutim Geri Emes saying, Rabbi Kiva actually holds that the Kutiyim were considered Geri Emes and therefore they were full fledged part of Klal Yisrael, although of course they were Gerim, the Kahanim Shinitbahem, Kahanim Kshemrayu, and those Kahanim that went and the intermarried together with them were regular Kahanim that were Kasha, Shinema, as the Pasuk states, Vyaslam Mixesim, Kahani Bamis, Vam Rabbi Khanah, Amra Bechran, and Rabbi Bochanan said in Rabbi Echron, Mina Bechirim Shabam, they were from the choicest of the nation, or some Agarius over here, Hakatzinim Shabam, they were officers, and from the Cheshuvim of the nation, and therefore there was no problem for the Kehanim to actually intermarry with these Kutim because they were part of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara asked, Elam Pei Ma'asram, and Lechira, according to Rabbi Kiva, that the Kutim were Geri Emes, so why was it also for Kuti to marry Yisrael? And the Gemara explains that although it's true that the Kuti was Yisrael, well, the Maisa, the Kutim didn't follow the same Torah and the Torah Shavapad that we had, and therefore they learned certain psukim differently than we did. As we'll see, that based on their version of certain halachas, it would come out that there were many mamzerim that were mixed into the kutim, and therefore the Chacham said that a kuti in Yisrael cannot get married, as we had to be choshish that the Yisrael would be marrying a mamzer, and of course there's an issa of lo yavi mamzer b'kal Hashem. And the Gemara explains a specific halacha which would cause kutim to become mamzerim, and that is the halacha b'degayibim. Although we know that if Reuven gets married to Rachel and Reuven dies without having any children, it is that Reuven's brothers have to do either Yubim or Chalitza with Rachel, and up until the point that they do so, Rachel will be Asa, as the Pasuk says, L'siya Isha Mesachutzel Ishzar. And as we know, there is no difference as far as the Din of Yubim, if Reuven died after he only had Erison with Rachel, or if Reuven died after he and Rachel already had Nesuyin, and either way, Rachel would fall to Yubim. However, as we will see in a moment, the Kutim said that the only time that Yubim applies is only at the point where Reuven and Rachel only had Erison, but once once they already had Nisuyin, if Reuben dies without having any children, then the din of Yibum doesn't apply, and therefore Rachel will not be a Shemeres Yavam. And of course, this caused major problems by the Yichus of Kutim, because if there was a couple that was married, and after Nisuyin, Reuben died without having any children, Rachel, although she really is a Shemeres Yavam, and she can't get married Lashuk until she had Chalitza or Yibum with Reuben's brother, but Lemaisa she would go get married even without having Yibum and Chalitza, and she'd be Ivan Issel, Lesia Isha Mesa Chutzal Ishzar, and according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that in Kedushin Taisim Mechayev Lavin, any child that is born from this relationship will be considered a mamzer, and therefore there were many mamzerim that were part of the Kutim, and that's why the Chum said that a regular Yisrael cannot marry a Kuti, because ultimately, potentially, he's marrying a mamzer. And although we just spoke out the next few lines of the Gemara, let's see it inside as the Gemara continues. The Kutim would only do Yibam when Reuven and Rachel only had Erisin, and Reuven died, and then they said that the din of Yibam would apply to Rachel. We continue on Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph, Opitness and Nesuyes. However, the Kutim said that if Reuven and Rachel were actually married and they already had Nesuyin, and Reuven dies without having any children, then Rachel would not fall Yibam, and she would not be a Shemeres Yavam. Gemara now wants to know what the Makar is for this din of the Kutim, my Dashi. So what was the Drasha that they made? And the Gemara tells us that they made the Drasha based on the Pasuk in Kisese that states, Ki Yesh V'achem Yachtov V'mis Echman U'ben Einloi L'siya Ish HaMes HaChutz L'Ishza Yivam Yavilel L'kachaloi L'Isha V'yibma. And they dashin Hach D'yas V'chutzah Hi L'siya L'Ishza, that is only a woman that is sitting outside and is not connected to the man completely, and she's only an Usa. At that point, she will not be able to go get married L'Ishza, and the din of Yibam Chalitza would apply. Aval Hach D'yas V'chutzah. However, Nesua, who is not sitting outside of this man, and she had a full-fledged relationship with her husband that died, Seal Ishzar, she could get married to Ishzar, and the din of Yibam Chalitza does not apply to her. The Maisa of Reuven and Rachel, who were Kutim, were married, and Reuven died after they already had the Suyin, and he didn't have any children, then Rachel would go and try to get married to another man without having Yibam Chalitza, and of course she'd be Ivan Issa, Lysia Isha Mesa Chutzal Ishzar. Certainly, since this is the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, therefore the Kedushin would not be Typhus, because in Kedushin Typhus and Mechayvi Lavin, and as the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Tameh, and Rabbi Kiva Lashitasa, the Ami Ish Mamza Mechayvi Lavin, that once someone has a relationship with someone that's a chayvi lavin, then any child that is born from that relationship would be considered a mamzer. And therefore, the Chacham said that the Yisrael cannot marry a kuti because we have to be choshish that the kutim were mamzerim. And of course, Yisrael cannot marry a mamzer, as the pasuk says, "Lo yavi mamzer b'kala Hashem." Once again, from the Shita Rabbi Kiva, we understand why the Chacham said that a kuti cannot marry a bas Yisrael and a kutis cannot marry a Yisrael. However, we still don't know why a kuti can't marry a kutis, and this is the way we will understand the Gemara according to Rashi. However, the Ritva actually goes through the sugya, and he holds that even from the Shita Rabbi Shmuel and the Shita Rabbi Kiva, we could also learn that a kuti cannot marry kutis, ayin sham. Finally, the Gemara continues with the third Shita, and as we will see, this Shita will be Rabbi Leza, and Rabbi Leza will explain why a kuti was not allowed to marry Yisrael, and the same reason that Rabbi Leza has why a kuti and Yisrael cannot get married will also teach us why a kuti and kutis cannot get married. And the Gemara continues, v'yesh imim, and Rabbi Leza, who is brought down as the yesh imim, states, l'fisha im b'kiyim b'tukrukhi mitzvahs, that the reason why the kuti cannot marry Yisrael is because kutim were not bekiyim b'dikdukim mitzvahs, and the Gemara will explain that since they weren't careful and they did not know all the halachas of kedushin and gittin, therefore many kutim became mamzerim, and because of this, we didn't allow a regular Yisrael to marry a kuti. And Lemaisa, let us now explain why, according to Rabbi Leza, it comes out that a kuti could also not marry a kutis, because according to the Shita, it comes out that we hold that kutim are geri emes, and really every kuti is Yisrael. Ever since, as the Gemara will teach us, Lefisha Ein Bekim B'Teres Kedushin V'Gerishin, the Kutim were not knowledgeable about the halachas of Kedushin and Gerishin, so we had to be choshish that maybe there was a Kuti that got married and they thought that this was not a valid marriage, and therefore they didn't require him to give a get to his wife, and meanwhile that woman went and got remarried to someone else, and she really was an Eishes Ish, and therefore any child that she had was a Mamzer. So you could have certain families where there were many Mamzerim in the family, and then there could be families where they never had a Shaila in Kedushin and Gerishin, and therefore they weren't considered Mamzerim. And then if a kuti will marry a kutis, it could come out that one side of the equation will be a geri emes, and they will be full-fledged Jews, and they were never mamzerim, and the other side will be full-fledged Jews, but they became mamzerim, and therefore, of course, we have to say that you can't have a kuti marrying a kutis, because potentially you're having a case where Yisrael is marrying a mamzer. And keep in mind that although kutim were gerim, and therefore, at least according to Rabbi Yisi, kal gerim is loikri kal, and the issa of marrying a mamzer should not apply, but we have to say that this yesh imim, Rabbi Leza, must hold like the Shita Rabbi Huda that we had previously, that held that Kal Gerim is Ikrikal, and therefore a Kuti would be asa to marry a Mamzer, as he's still included in the Issa of Le'Yavi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. And once again, we spoke out a lot of what the Gemara will state, and the Gemara continues, Man Yeshomim, who is Yeshomim, Omrav Idba Ovin, Rabbalazahi, that this is the Shita Rabbalazah. Therefore, if you Rashi, it comes out very nicely that it's Rabbalazah Lishitasai, and Rabbalazah holds that a Kuti cannot marry Kutis based on the same Sfara as why a Kuti cannot marry a Yisrael. How do we know that this is the Shita of Rabbalazah? Because as we will see in a Bryce in a moment, Rabbalazah demanded a hold that Kuti will not be Dakdek, but Duke Mitzvahs, and the Gemara brings this Bryce to the Tanya as we learn to the Bryce, Matzah's Kuti Mutaris. If a Kuti baked Matzah, then the Yisrael could eat that Matzah on Pesach, and Rashi says, V'ein bom, Shum Chashad Chimots, and you don't have to be Choshish that maybe it's Chametz. Bryce continues, V'adim Yitzah by Yidei Chavasa of Pesach, and a person could even be Yitzah the Chiyav of Mitzvah's Matzah on the first night of Pesach, which Rashi states that on the first night of Pesach, Matzah's Mitzvah be Inun Shimol L'Shem Mitzvah, the Matzahs that are used on the first night of Pesach based on the Mitzvah of Be'erav Teichlu Matzahs has to be Matzahs that were done and had Shimol L'Shem Mitzvah, and as the Pasuk says, Ushmatr Mitzvah Matzahs, Rashi holds that when you make those Matzahs, it has to be done L'Shma and L'Shem Mitzvah's Matzahs. Avol Matzahs Kuti In Tzarech Lechol Matzah Acheres Bachrino to Bekiyah B'Mitzvah Shimol, and the Tanakam of this Braisa holds that that Matzah that was made by a Kuti can be eaten by a regular Yisrael, and he doesn't have to eat other Matzahs that were baked L'Shem Mitzvah's Matzah. The reason is because the Kutiim were Bekiyah B'Mitzvah Shimor, and therefore you could actually rely on them. And I am in the middle of Taisa Dila Maschel Matzahs Kuti Mutaris, where Taisa is bin Taima, Vamrinon, Kolo Echel Pas Kuti, Kiilo Echel Chazira, and how can you eat this Matzah? Vishleim Ahinu Davka Pasha Kuti Losh, Vaisavese, that's only on the pass that the Kutim actually went and needed in their home and made it in the home. Avli Isa Shakuti Isa Vibesi Shal Yisrael Mutah, but if a Kuti made Matzahs in the house of Yisrael, then they were Mutah. Vinura and Taisa explains, that it's only if the Kuti is eating together with the Yisrael, because if not, then the Yisrael would not be Yitzah, the less Luhul if they even lay Sita Michshal, who has the Gemara in Masechtas Nida tells us that the Kutim learned the Pasuk of the Yitzah, lay Sita Michshal, in a literal manner, and they learned it meant that you can't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, but they did not learn that it means that you can't cause another person to do an Avera, and since the Kutim were Makbid on the Yisrael of the Yitzah, lay Sita Michshal, therefore, if they're not eating together with you, you still have to be choshish that maybe they did not make these matzahs l'shem mitzvahs matzah. The Braisa continues, Rabbi Elazar Eisel l'fish ein b'kiyim b'dukukim mitzvahs. Rabbi Elazar argued in Tanakama, and he says that matzahs kuti are not allowed to even be eaten on the entire Pesach, because we're going to be choshish that maybe they became chametz because the kutim were not b'kiyim b'dukukim mitzvahs, and they did not know the halachas as to how things become chametz. Therefore, they weren't careful in preventing their dough from becoming chametz, and therefore, not only on the night of Pesach couldn't you be yoitzo using their matzahs, but you couldn't even use their matzahs the rest of Pesach. The Gemara continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel comes to Agad Rav Elazar, and he seems to be agreeing with the Tanakhama that kol mitzvah shechzikah b'kutim habim medakdik b'yesim Yisrael, that any mitzvah that the kutim accepted upon themselves, they were even more medakdik than Klal Yisrael, and therefore you could eat their matzah, and you could even eat their matzah on Leil Pesach, as they were makbid on making sure that the matzahs were done l'shem mitzvahs matzah. And the Gemara in Masechta Shulin explains what is the chiluk between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, ayin sham. The Gemara now continues that although you showed me there were blaze holes that the kutim would not be keen but duke mitzvahs, however the Gemara is now bothered by lachachem ayin bekeen over here benegei a kuti marrying Yisrael. How does the concept of lefisha ayin bekeen but duke mitzvahs apply benegei marriage? And the Gemara explains lefisha ayin bekeen b'teres kedush v'gerishin, that since the kutim would not be keen in the dinim of kedush and gerishin, therefore many shailas could potentially come up. It could come out that the kutim would paskin wrong and they would cause an ish to go and get married, and then the children would be mamzerim, and therefore the Chacham stated that Yisrael cannot marry a Kuti, as we have to be choshish that although Kutim were geri emes, but potentially they were mamzerim, and that is the same reason why a Kuti can't marry Kutis, and as we explained beforehand, because it could be when you have a couple, maybe the Kuti was geri emes, and his family was never tainted, and therefore he's a regular full-fledged Yisrael, that's a ger, and maybe the Kutis was from a family that was tainted because they made a mistake in Hilchos Kedushin v'Gerushin, and this way it'll come out that a Kuti that's Yisrael is marrying a Kutis that's a Mamzo, and of course that would be Asa. And certainly this could happen in the opposite manner, where the Kutis could be Geri Emes, and she could be from a family that's not tainted, and meanwhile the Kuti came from a family that are Mamzerim, and therefore it'll come out that the Kutis is marrying a Mamzo, and of course that would be us as well, and that's where our blessed said a Kuti cannot marry Kutis. The Gemara continues, and some explain that the Gemara is now coming to tell us why a Kuti cannot marry Kutis, and Amram Nachman Rabavua, another reason why a Kutis cannot marry Kuti is because Mamzer Machesu, Mamzer Meishasach, Nis Arben. There was a story where a Kuti married his sister, and therefore they had children that were Mamzerim. Similarly, there was a story where a man married the wife of his brother, once again, they had children and they were mamzerim. And since we didn't know which mishpacha this was, so therefore there was a problem by the kutim where we had a chash that maybe there were families that had mamzerim, and that's why we said a kuti should not marry kutis. Gemara asks, my kamashvalon, why is it that Rabbi Nachman said the name of Ravua, these two cases of mamzum me'achosu and mamzum eshisach, all she say is that the mamzerim that were nisarben, and therefore we said that a kuti can't marry a kutis. If you're going to tell me that the reason why he brought down the case of mamzum me'achosu is in order to teach us that although when someone has a relationship with his sister, it's not a chiyu mises bezin, it's only a chiyu karis, and even so, we hold like the man da oma that yish mamzum mechay v'krisis. When I say that can't be pshat because in this nechada, then Rabbi Nachman and Neimar Rabba Avua should have brought down the case of mamzum me'achosu, as he's not adding anything by bringing down the case of mamzum me'eshisach, or as others are gurus, the case of mamzum me'eshisish, where in that case there would be chiyu of mises bezin, and certainly there is a din of mamzer when someone has a relationship with someone that is ostim based on a chiyu of mises bezin. The Gemara answers that in a chanami, Rabbi Nachman and Neimar Rabba Avua could have just brought down a case of mamzeris, but the ma'isa ma'ishaya kachaya, this was actually a story that occurred where there was a kuti that married his sister, and there was a kuti that married his sister-in-law, and based on these actual occurrences that we knew about and we weren't sure which mishpacha it came from, therefore the Chacham said that a kuti should not marry a kutis. And the Gemara continues, Rava Aman, Rava states, Ev v'shivcha nisar ben, that the case was that the Eved and Shivcha got nisariv within the kutim. Rashi says, Eved nasim b'niseim, that there was an Eved that married from their daughters, u'shivcha nisis le'echemen, and Shivcha got married to one of the male kutim, ve'inaisim mishpacha yudua, and we didn't know which mishpacha had this issue, and therefore we said that since there was a mishpacha that was amongst the kutim that got married to a shivcha, and then that child would be considered Eved, so therefore, since kutim are geri emes, we didn't want a kuti to go and marry a kutis, as potentially you could have a regular Yisrael that's marrying an Eved or marrying a Shivcha Knanis. Gemara continues and asks, Isur Mishumai, even though Rava said that the Eved and Shivcha had a relationship with a kuti or with a kutis, but the Maisa, what is the Issa, and why does that cause a pagam in the kutim? And the Gemara responds, Mishum Shivchoi, that of course is only based on a Shivcha marrying a kuti. Certainly, if an Eved marries a kutis, that would not cause a pagam, as Rashi says, we know that if an Eved Knani has a relationship with the Bas Yisrael, then the Vlad is kosher and not considered Eved, and therefore there would be no reason to say that Kuti can't marry a Shivchus, El Shivcha Vlad Eved. But if a child is born to a Shivcha that gets married to a Kuti, and a Kuti is Geri Emes, and a Kuti is Yisrael, that child will be considered Eved. Certainly a Kuti or Kutis can't marry that child, and therefore the Gemara is Nisnechada. So why is it the Rav brought down the case of an Eved and Shivcha that were Nisar Ben? All Rav should say is that a Shivcha was Nisar Ben, and the Gemara answers, Ma'ishoy Kachoya, that was the actual story that occurred, that the Avodim and Shvachais that were actually intermarried with the Kutim, because when the Shivchais were having a relationship with the Kutim, that caused that their children would be considered Avodim. Therefore, Rabbi Lazar taught us that a Kuti cannot marry a Kutis. We continue with the new Mishnah, Hanesi Isha Kehenes, if someone gets married to a woman who is a Bas Kayin, Zorach Lubdach Achrea, Abba Imois, Shehin Shmoina, then we require that you investigate her and you check out her four mothers, which equal eight, and the Mishnah in a moment will continue and explain what these eight mothers are and what they're referring to. And Rashi tells us, Isha Kehenes, Dafka Naka, with Dafka talking about a person that's married Bas Kayin, K'tani Seifa, Levi of Yisraelis, Meisifa Lein Eid Echad, because in a moment we'll see in the Seifa that B'digeya, a Bas Levi, or Bas Yisrael, in those cases, you actually have to investigate even further. And Rashi explains, Boykin, what are these investigations? Shalai Hayim Mamzeris, or Achas Ben Apsulis, Lekal, that there were no Mamzeris, or other Psulis, Lekal, that were in this family. Based on Rashi's Pshat, it seems that Rashi is telling us that it doesn't make a difference if the male is a Kohen Levi Yisrael, they still have to do this investigation if the woman is a Bas Kohen. However, Ayin Tezis Yilu Mascha Hamnesi Isha Kohenes, which Tezis says, Pirish Kohen Shabali Se Isha Kohenes, that we're talking about a Kohen specifically that's coming, trying to get married to a Bas Kohen. V'kamed Tzorach Livdek Meshum Shanu Reitzim Shabbino Yishamish Agal Mizbech, and the reason why we're investigating is because we want to make sure that this child that she has from this relationship will be able to go and do the Avoida on Mizbech. Avol Eilu Farish to marry Yisrael Abolisa Isha Kohenes is not talking about a case where Yisrael came to marry a Bas Kohen, and they want to make sure that any child they have will not be possible in a kuna. Then kei amai naku kohenes afilo heis chalol nami have benach kashul kuna to the bnei Yisrael mikva tayil chalol heis ayin taisis. And this makes sense according to taisis because in the next taisis says tzarich shiv de kachre abayim mois that pesh bekudrus baikin mishum chashash to mamzeris. Taisis states v'loy nehira, and therefore taisis says l'kach tzarich leima the chashash to masisin who mishum chalol heis, that the chashash of our mission is based on chalol heis, and therefore it's only relevant to a kohen al mishum mamzeris l'shayach chashash klal. But because of mamzeris, there's not really any chashash to makirin Yisrael mamzerim shebeneim, because Klal Yisrael knew who the mamzerim that live between them, and therefore we never have to investigate a case of Mamzerius. And Taisus then continues and states that although the original takana was to investigate based on halalos, but once we had takana to investigate for halalos, then we also extended this takana and we said that they should investigate even b'negei Mamzerius, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah when we talk about Leviya and the Israelis. 8 lines before the end of the Amid, Taisus brings down for Rabbeinu Tam Kasab b'Sefer Yashar to Hadid Tzarek Livdaik that the reason for this investigation, Hainu Dafka L'Hachsha B'neim, is only to be Machsha that children La'Avoida, Inami L'Hachsha Atzmi La'Avoida, in order to be Machsha himself to do La'Avoida in the Beisa Mikdash, Avala Chilu B'Tshuma, but in order for the Kohen to be able to eat Tshuma, in Tzarek B'dika, there was no requirement for B'dika, because the Gemara tells us, Ksubas, if someone says, Ani Kohen, V'Chaveri Kohen, Nemala Chilu B'Tshuma, V'Namala Sir Isha, Ayin and Taisus. And the Mishnah now defines the 4 mothers that are considered 8, and the Mishnah states, Ima, that let's say Dina is getting married to Yosef, then you have to investigate Dina's mother Leah, Ve'im Ima, and you also have to investigate Leah's mother, Ve'im Avi'ima, and you also have to investigate her mother's father's mother, in this case, Leah's father's mother, and Ve'ima, and you also have to investigate Leah's mother's father's grandmother, and this is called Shtaim Shein Abba, as you're only really investigating her mother and her mother's father's mother, and then you're investigating one step above each one of them. The other Shtaim Shein Abba are Ima Via, Leah's father's mother, meaning Leah's paternal grandmother, and Ve'ima, and also Leah's paternal great-grandmother, Ve'ima Via Via, and also Leah's father's father's mother, Ve'ima, and Leah's father's father's mother's mother, which means Leah's father's great-grandmother. And once again, the Shtayim is Ima Via and Ima Via Via, and then on top of that, you have to do one additional generation. The Mishnah continues, Leviya V'Yisraelis, and Rashi over here says that we're talking about a Kohen that's coming to marry a Bas Levi or Yisraelis. The Mishnah teaches us, Maisif Le'an Oid Achas, that although B'negeya, Bas Kohen, all you have to investigate are 8 different relationships. However, over here, you're going to add on one additional generation for each of the relationships, and therefore, you're going to add on 4 more relationships, which means that you'll actually have to do 12 investigations. And for example, instead of only checking Leah's mother and her grandmother, you'll also have to investigate Leah's great-grandmother. And the Mishnah continues that although we said that you have to do all these investigations, however, in Baitkin, Leiman HaMizbeach Melamayla, that once someone is investigated and they find out one of the relatives actually did that Voida in the Beis HaMikdash, either he was a Kohen and he went up on the Mizbeach and he did that Voida, even if that relative was a Yisrael, but the Yisrael actually went ahead and did Shchita in the Beis HaMikdash, and Shchita, of course, is Kshir Bizar in the Beis HaMikdash, but you have to be Kasher. Therefore, once we find out that fact, and Rashi says, Biyadu Hashem Miyuchasu, so we see that this person is Miyuchas, and you can stop your investigation, and you don't have to go any further. And L'chayr, the Lashon of the Mishnah of Ein Baikin Leiman HaMizbeach L'mayla, means to tell us that once we find that they had a proper Yichas, and they had Shaychas in the Mizbeach, then you don't have to continue going upwards and going further up in the generations in order to investigate. Mishnah continues, V'leimin Aduch L'mayla, that once we find out that one of her relatives went up onto the platform that the Levim would sing Shir from, and as Rashi says, and who would love Sha'amat Itzalavim Beduchim L'Sher Yashir, then once again, you don't have to continue the investigation. And similarly, V'leimin Asanedra L'mayla, the same will apply if we find out that a Yisrael or any of her relatives was actually part of the Sanhedrin, either the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph that was in the Beis HaMikdash, or the Sanhedrin of Chaf Gimel that were in various cities in Klai Yisrael. And all those cases, once we find it out, then it must be that that person was Miyuchas, and therefore you could stop the investigation. And the Mishnah continues and adds to the list, V'chol Shechusuk HaVaisa Mishaytei Rabim, if you find out that his relatives actually were part of the lower courts, and therefore they were offices over the Tziba, or Gabi Tzedakah, then there is no requirement to do an investigation, and therefore Mesin Lakuna, you could have that children marry a Kohen, no longer have to worry about a Yichas, Ve'in Tzarek Lubdek Achrein. And Rabbi Yisi Omer, Rabbi Yisi says, Af mi Shahir Chosam Eid Ba'ochra Yishana Shel Tzipari, even if someone signed a document in the courts in the area called Yishana, which was in the area of Tzipari, that also showed that they were Miyuchas, as the courts would not let someone sign on a document unless they knew that they were Miyuchas. And Rashi does not seem to be Geris to Lashon Eid, and Rashi says, Af mi Shahir Chosam Ba'ochra Yishana Shel Tzipari, Ira Smuch Tzipari, there was a city that was close by the Tzipari, Sheshma Yishana, that the name was Yishana, and as we know, there's a pasuk in Yeshua that brings down the city called Chadasha, and Rashi states, that if this relative was listed on the roll of the Dayanim, that he used to keep a list of those people that were Miyuchas, and therefore they were ready to be a judge, Bezin in the city, and therefore it would prove that they were actually considered Miyuchas, and you don't have to go any further and investigate. And the Mishnah ends off from Chanina ben Atiglis, Chanina ben Atiglis tells us, even someone that was enlisted in the army of David would be definitely considered Miyuchas, as the Gemara will explain, that in the army of David, they only allowed people that were miyuchas to come and join the army. And the Gemara begins, Maishna b'noshe bat kinon, Maishna b'gavri loy batku. Why is it that when we have to investigate someone in order to make sure that they're not mamzerim, or like Tesis says, they're not halolim, that we only check the women in the family and we don't check the males in the family? And the Gemara answers, Noshi d'chiminsu b'adadadi b'arayi sudiminsu, that since when women fight with each other, they only insult the person themselves and they don't talk about ayichas, therefore, v'im isad ikimusa loyis lakala. So even if there would be a problem with the person's ichas, there would not necessarily be a call, and therefore we have to investigate the woman's family. However, gavri d'chiminsu b'adadadi b'yichsin hudiminsu, when men fight with each other, then they will talk about ayichas, they will not hold back, and they'll cast aspersions on the entire family and his past generations as well. So isad ikimusa is lakala. If there would actually be something and there would be skeletons in the closet, then certainly there would be a call and people would have found out about it. And by the fact that there is no call over here, therefore there's no reason to go and investigate the male side of the family. And the Gemara continues and asks that we stated that the only time that we're actually going to check is we're going to check it to the ichas of a bas kayin, a bas levi, or Yisraelis. But the Maisa, the Gemara doesn't tell us that when a bas kayin or a bas levi or Yisraelis wants to marry a man, that they should check into the ichas of the man. And the Gemara therefore asks, for inami tiftik baby today, so why is it that the bas kayin or bas levi or Yisraelis doesn't check out the yichas of the man? And the Gemara states, "Misayel Rav, this is right to Rav, the Amr Rabbi Yudam Rav, that Rabbi Yudam stated in Amr Rav, lehuzuk shiris linasal psulim, that since a bas kayin doesn't have an issa to marry psulim, therefore there was no need for a bas kayin to go and investigate any of her suitors and any potential husband, and that's why the Mishnah only tells us that there's a requirement to go and investigate women, but there's no requirement to investigate a man. Rashi is bothered that l'chir that makes sense, but the gate of Yisurim that are relevant to a bas kayin, but a maisa, every bas levi and every Yisraelis has a problem that she can't marry mamzerim and nesinim. Rashi states three lines from the bottom of the Amid, lehuzuk sheres kahanas li nasal psulim kagoyin chaloli geri v'charui, v'kivin like pita teraleim liyuchsin, v'abonin nami le'obbu maigla latzuchurim b'dika, v'afilu machmas mamzeres ushtikas, elekis chazaki surabe. Only time that they may require that we should do investigation if there's a chazaka that she's also, aval chashash l'mibdak le'etzuchinu, based on a chashash pa'alma, the Rabban did not require that we do an investigation. Gemara continues, Rav Adabahava Tani Dali Moy Shem Shtei Mesrei, that although in our Mishnah we learned that there were four Moyes, which are eight, Lemaisa, he brought a Bryce that states there were four mothers that you're checking, which are really 12. And Masisa Tana, we have a Bryce that states Dali Moy Shem Sheish Esrei, that there are four mothers which turn into 16. And the Gemara explains, Mishnah Rav Adabahava, according to Rav Adabahava, we could understand why we could talk about four mothers, which are really 12. We continue on Daf Ayin Vavim Beis, Mukin Lo Bilvio Bas Yisrael, as he will explain it, like the second case of the Mishnah, where there was a Bas Levi or Bas Yisrael that wanted to get married, and you investigate them further, we include an additional generation, and therefore it turns out that they actually investigate four mothers, which are actually 12 mothers, as we gave an example before, that instead of only checking out Leah's mother and grandmother, we're also checking out Leah's great-grandmother, and therefore, instead of being four, which are eight, it actually turns into four, which is 12. El Masisa Nema Pliga, L'chari, let's say the Bryce is actually Chalak on the Mishnah, is how could we find where you're checking out four mothers, which turn into 16? And the Gemara states, Loi, that's not a Raya, as our Bryce could agree to the Mishnah, and my oid achas zog achas, and when our Mishnah stated that you add on an additional generation, it doesn't mean that you add on one generation, but it meant to tell us that we now double it, and instead of only checking out Leah's mother and grandmother, we actually check out Leah's mother's grandmother, and we also check out her great-grandmother and her great-great-grandmother. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yudam Rav, Rabbi Yudah said the name Rav, Zudiv Rameya, our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, is going like Rameya, and he holds that we have to have an investigation. That every mishpacha has a chesus kashus, and therefore you don't have to investigate the families at all. And the Gemara asks, "Ani, is that true?" That our Mishnah is only talking about a case where they already had an era on the mishpacha, and it seems that Rav is telling us that our Mishnah is going like the chachamim. And although generally you don't have to check out a mishpacha because there's a chesus kashus, but when there's an era and therefore there's a bittul of the chesus kashus, then you have to actually check out and investigate the family. And the Gemara answers, "Man demasni ha, loy masni ha." In the Chinami, Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rav that our Mishnah is only going like Rameya, but in the Chinami, according to Rav Chaim Baguya in the name of Rav, the Mishnah is even going like the Chachamim. And Rashi explains, "Kishikar lav ira in tzar bedika," that there's no requirement for bedika. Elim karu leh shnei edim shemen shel pol sol, unless you have two edim that come and say that there's a potential for psol over here. V'leishim edim edis kumura, and it can't be that they actually said a full to fledged testimony. Elitzias kol, but there was a kol and there was a rumor. V'kivin the karu la ira, I might plead Rabbanan, and l'chayr once is ira. So why would Rabbanan argue on a Mishnah? And therefore the Gemara says that in the Chinami, according to Rav Chaim Baguya, the name of Rav, the Mishnah is actually going like Rabbanan. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, that we have another version to the Gemara Gemara that we just learned that Amr Abidam Rav Zudiv Rameya, that our Mishnah is dafka like Rameya. But Racham say that all mishpachas have a chesed kashrus, and therefore you don't have to check out and you don't have to investigate. On that, Amr Racham Vaguya Amr Rav and Kaya Lov Ira Tzarech Lub Dekachra, that although our Mishnah is actually going like Rameya, however Lemaisel if you take Chachamim, although it is generally chesed kashrus, but once it was an Ira, then there would be a requirement for an investigation. And the Gemara continues that our Mishnah stated in Bikim and Mizbeach Lemaila that once we find out that one of the relatives actually served in the Beis Hamikdash, then you don't have to investigate any further. And the Gemara states, "My time, Ilad Bat Kul Lo Yav Maskele." And if not for the fact that the Sanhedrin that sat in the Lishas Hagazes in the Beis Hamikdash would have investigated this person, then he wouldn't have been able to do the Avoda. And it must be that he had pure Yichus. And the Mishnah continued, "V'loy Min Aduchel Lemaila." And my time, the Gemara once again tells us that Amamar, as we learned, Shesham HaYoshvin Meyachsekuno Meyachselibia, that in the Lishas Hagazes the Sanhedrin would sit and they would actually go and check into people's genealogy, and they would check that these people were miyuchas. And as Rashi says, "Belishka gozes hayuyeshin sanhedrin mitomin shel shachar atomin shel beinam bayim umiachs zakein v'alavim lahadlo psul min avoda umin adochin." The Gemara continues, "Vleim sanhedrin lomaylo my timer the toner Rabbi Yisa, because Rabbi Yisa taught it because shem shebezin menukim betzedek, that just like bezin and a member of the sanhedrin has to be clean and has to be pure in tzedek, and similarly kach menukim mikol mum, they also have to be pure and clean from any type of mum and any type of blemish, and not only a physical blemish, but even in a blemish of the yichus." And Amarema Mikra, where do we see this in Pasuk? As the Pasuk states in Shir Hashirim, Kluch Yofer Yossi Umum Eimbach. And this Pasuk is referring to Sanhedrin, and it's telling us that the entire Sanhedrin is beautiful in appearance, and they don't have a blemish. And the Gemara asks, Eimum Umum Mamish, maybe the Pasuk is telling us that they don't have a physical blemish, but maybe they don't check into the yichus. And the Gemara answers, Amar Abacha Bayakav, Amar Kra, the Pasuk in Baal Eischa states, V'yisiyasvu Sham Eimbach, and the Torah states, V'yayim HaShem HaMesha, Esfali, Shivim Ishim Zikni Yisrael, HaShiyadat Kim Zikni Am V'shaytrav, V'lokach Toysam Al Yomoyed, V'yisiyasvu Sham Eimbach. We learn that since the Pasuk says they should be with you, Eimbach B'daymilach, that the Sanhedrin should be similar to you, and just like your Miuchas, therefore all the Sanhedrin have to be Miuchas. And the Gemara asks, V'dil Mishum Shchina, maybe it's over there, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to gather the Shivim Zakenim in order that he should give them Nevuah, so maybe because the Shchina was going to appear to them, so there was a requirement that had to be Daymit to Moshe, and they had to be Miuchas. But who said that there's a requirement for a regular Sanhedrin and a regular Dayan to be Miuchas? And the Gemara answers, Amar Nachman, Amar Kra, the Pasuk states in Parshas Yisrael, V'shoftes Am V'chol Eis, V'hoya Kla Dova Gadol Yaviu Alecha, V'chol Dova Katan Yishpetu Heim, V'hokam Alecha V'nasu Itach. Since Yisrael was discussing with Moshe the setting up of a regular Sanhedrin and a regular system of judges, therefore we see that a regular Dayan has to be similar to Moshe and has to be B'day Melech and has to be a person that's Miuchas. And therefore, if we find out that this person served on the Sanhedrin, so it must be that he was checked into, and it must be that this Dayan is Miuchas. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated, that even if during your investigation you find that one of the ancestors were part of the regular Bezdin, then that would be enough to prove that they're Miuchas. And the Gemara asked, are you telling me that they never put a pasul onto a Bezdin, and all those people were Miuchas for a minu, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Sanhedrin, that everyone is kosher to judge Dina Mamnis, however, not everyone is kosher to judge something which is Dina Fashis, meaning to be on a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, and the Gemara over there asks, Hakol HaSuyamai, what is this coming to include? Rami Huda, the Suya Mamza, that even a Mamza is mutter to go and judge Dina Mamnis, and therefore, how can you say that if someone is on a regular Bezdin that was only judging Dina Mamnis, and it's a Bezdin of three, that we would consider that person Miuchas, and on Mabaya, B'Yushlaim, that is specifically talking about a Bezdin Yushlaim, V'chein Tanim Rav Shimon Barabzeira, B'Kedushin Abay Levi B'Yushlaim, and Rav Shimon Barabzeira brought a Brisa that was learned in the Kedushin of the Yeshiva of Levi, that were talking specifically about a Bezdin Yushlaim, and if someone sat in that Bezdin, over there they were careful to make sure that the person was Miuchas, even though if a person sat on a Bezdin that was outside Yushlaim, it would not necessarily prove that the person had proper Yichas. The Rashba states in Masechtas Baba Basra that the Kedushin of Bay Levi is talking about his Sefta, Masechtas Kedushin, Shasida Levi, that Levi Mesvada, Kamesha Sidra, Rab Chia, Rab Isha, just like Rab Chia and Rab Isha set up their own version of Teseftas and of Brisais. Gemara continues with Gabit Stokka Masim, and also if you find out that there was a person that was a Gabit Stokka, then you could marry his daughter and you don't have to worry about his Yichas. And the Gemara states, my time, what is the reason? Kivin Minsubadi and Chi, that since the Gabit Stokka had to go and forcefully take Tzedakah from people as if there was a need in the city, and the Bezin of the city may tax every person in the city and require them to give Tzedakah for a specific purpose, and if they don't give it, then the Gabit Tzedakah would go around and forcefully take a mashkin from them, as the Amamar, Mashkin al Tzedakah, Fefilu Bar Shabbos, they allowed to take a mashkin for Tzedakah, even on Erev Shabbos, Vim Isa, the Ikka Milsa, Isla Kala, and if there would be a problem with this this person's yichus, then certainly people would actually be angry at him and would tell everyone that this person has a problem with yichus, and there certainly would be a rumor and a call. And by the fact that there isn't a rumor or a call, therefore it would prove to us that the yichus of this kabbet tzedakah is pure. Rashi explains what is the maila and what is the chiddush of erev Shabbos. Sha'adim tarid umetoychach merivi yomayin umevazin eisan. And the Gemara continues. Ush beschunchei de Rab Adar Bar Hava, the host of Rab Adar Bar Hava, Giyur Hava, he was a ger and he came from a person that was a ger, but his mother was a Yisrael. V'hava kaminzi iu v'rabibi, and he and Rabibi had a machlekes ma oma na vinaser vusa de masa. And one said, I want to take care of the needs of the town. Uma oma, and Rabibi said, anoa vinaser vusa de masa, and I also want to take care of the needs of the town, and I want to be the officer in charge of the town. Also come Rabbi Yosef, and the maisa they came in front of Yosef. Amalhu, and he said to them, Tanina, we learned, saying tassu malecha melech mikar v'checha, that b'negei malchus that has to be mikar v'checha, and kol misimish atem misim lo yeh al mikar v'checha. That any time they make a surah and you make an important position over the tzibah, it has to be from someone that's amongst your brothers, and it can't be from a ger. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef wanted a paskin for Rabibi, and he wanted a paskin against the host of Rabbi Adar Bar Hava. So Lamaisa, Omer Rabbi Adar Bar Hava, Rabbi Adar Bar Hava came to the defense of his host, and he said, "Vafilu Ibn Yisrael, does this then apply even when a person's mother is part of Klai Yisrael, is not a ger? Although my host's father is a ger, but Lamaisa, his mother was a full-fledged Yisrael, and therefore there should be no problem of him taking the surah, and he should be able to take this position." And Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said, "Ima Yisrael, is it true that his mother is part of Klai Yisrael and was not a gerus? Then Mikar v'chicha Karina Bey, then certainly he's considered Mikar v'chicha, and therefore he could take this position. Hilkach, and therefore Rabbi Yosef paskin Rabibi the Gav Rabba who liayim b'mil l'shmaya, that since Rabibi is a Talmud Chacham and he's a Gav Rabba, so therefore he should take care of anything which is considered mil l'shmaya of the town. And as Rashi says, he should be the Gav Tzedakah of the Kitzutz of the Chalakusa, the Seid Metukmanin Umaftirin, and basically he should become the Gav of the Shul. Umay liayim b'mil l'masa, the host of Rabbi Adar Bar Hava should become the person in charge of mil l'masa. And Rashi says, Shat Tzarchi Tziba, all the requirements that are needed for the Tziba, the Terzina L'Karya Pasya La'agli Gafa, and to take care of the streets and to take care of the wells and to make sure that the needs of the town in Mila de Masa and things of Gashmius are taken care of. Gemara tells us Amar Baya Baya states Hilkach Madam Mashri Tzurim Rabbanu Bish Beschenei, and we see from this story that if someone wants to host a Talmud Chacham in their home La'ashri Kerva Adar Bar Hava, you should make sure to get a Talmud Chacham like Rav Adar Bar Hava. D'yodolim Hapuchei Beschusei, sometimes Matan Schar is Betzida, and sometimes this great person and this Talmud Chacham will able to help you when you need to have a schus in the Din Torah. Gemara continues to discuss Geirim. Rav Zira Metapu, Rav Zira would allow Geirim to have Sroris and Zok Rashi, Misasik Behem Lechabdam Ulo Shiv Misrora. And similarly, Rav Bavu Metapu, and the Gemara tells us, Barava in the West and Eretz Yisrael, Afilu Reish Kuru, Le Mukmu Menayo, they would not even appoint a Ger, be the one to be in charge of inspecting the measurements and inspecting the weights that people had in their stores. Ben Adar, Afilu Reish Kagusa, Le Mukmu Menayo, and Adar, they also would not appoint a Ger, even to be the one that's supervising the irrigation canals. And Rashi says, Reish Kuri Mimun Alamidais, Loshen Lesech Vekor, Gagusa is the Hashkas based Ashlochin, Pam Shem Shal Rabim, as something that belong to the Tziba, and Madam Shaita love, and they appoint an officer, Shle Yashka Ishbia Mishachaveri, that a person shouldn't go and use the water when it's not the proper time for him to be using the water of this canal. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Rabbi Yisi, and Rabbi Yisi stated, Afmi Shay Chosim Eid Be'erche Yishan Shal Tziperi, or as Rashi was Goyus, Afmi Shay Chosim Be'erche Yishan Shal Tziperi. Gemara tells us, my time that how do we know that this person is miyuchis? Because Daikik Gemichtami is in the area of Tziperi, or in this area of Yishana of Tziperi, they were makbid and they made sure to check out anyone that would sign on a document, or like Rashi says, they were makbid to make sure that when they listed the people that were ready to be dayanim, that those people were miyuchis. The Gemara quotes on Mishnah, Rab Chanina ben Tiglis Eime, Af Mishay Muchtar Bestat Yishan Melech. And the Gemara explains, Ar Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, by Chayol Shal Beis David, is referring to someone that was drafted into the army of Beis David, and Ar Rabbi Yisiv, where do we see this in the Pasuk? As the Pasuk in Devar Yom states, v'siyachsam b'svarim b'chama, when someone listed into the army, then they make sure that the yichus was proper, the time mai, and why did they make sure that this person was miyuchus? Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav, k'deish tei schusam v'schus avesam v'siyasam, in order to make sure that their schus and the schus of the fathers would actually help them in the war, and they'll have siyach d'shmaya in order to win the war. And the Gemara asks, v'ikka, but the ma'isa we know, then Shmuel Beza tells us that it was Tzelekah Maini, and he was part of the b'chama, and he was part of the warriors of the Beis David. And the Gemara says, my lav, the Asim Amin, and it must be that he came from Amin and he was a ger. And the Gemara tells us, Loi, the Yosef Amin, that he only lived in Amin, but he wasn't a ger, and he was miyuchis. And the Gemara asks once again, Va'ikah, that in Shmuel Beis, the Pasuk says, Uriachiti, and Uriachiti seems to have been a ger. My lav, the Asim Mechais, that he came from Chais, and he was a ger. And the Gemara answers, Loi, the Yosef in Ches, that he dwelled in Ches, but he was in Ger, and he was Miuches. And the Gemara now asks, for Ika Ite Agite, and there was Ite Agite, and the Chite Machinami, the Yosef Begas, and if you're going to tell me that Ite Agite only lived in Gas, but in reality he was really Miuches, but Ba'omer Rab Nachman taught us in Mesech Savay Dezara, Ite Agite, Bo Batla, and when there was a story, and it was Avay Dezara, and they had to be Mevatl Avay Dezara, so Ite Agite, he was the one who came, and he was Mevatl Avay Dezara, and certainly the only way to Mevatl Avay Dezara is if someone is a guy, but if someone's a Jew, you can't be Mevatl Avay Dezara, and therefore proves that Ite Agite was actually a guy and not a Jew. Therefore, we see that even goyim and people that were not Miuches served in the army of Beis David. And in addition, we know Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the name of Rab. There were 400 young people in the army of David, and as Rashi says, they weren't David's children, but bachurim hayu David b'chayeloisav v'loy hayu banav. And Rab continued and taught us v'kulam b'nei fastaya hayu, and all of these children came from fastaya. As Rashi says, therefore they learned from their mothers, and they acted as if they were goyim. And therefore they all cut their hair in the front of their heads very short, but they grew their hair very long in the back, and they had ponytails. This was the derech of Ovdei Avei Dezara, the Kulam Yeshim B'Krein Shel Zav, that all of them rode in wagons of gold. They actually led Klal Yisrael into war, and they went in front of the army. And these were the strong people of the Beis David. And the Mefarshim explained that these children were mamish, not Jewish, as these children were born from Bias with these Yifas Torah that happened before the Yifas Torah became Jewish, and therefore these children were full-fledged Goyim, and therefore we see that they were full-fledged Goyim in the army of David. And how could Rabbi Chanina ben Tignis tell us that if someone is in the army of David, then we don't have to check into the Yichus? And the Gemara answers that in a Chanami, that these 400 young men were not really part of the army of David, but the Azal, the Be'usir Alma, they went in order to frighten all the people that were enemies of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Rav actually told us, V'kulim Yeshim, K'rein Shel Zav, V'him Ha'alcha, B'Rashi Geises, but they weren't part of the army, and as Rashi says, Avaloy Yardim, B'teicha Mechama, Im Yisrael, in a Chanami, if someone was actually part of the actual force of David and part of the army of David, then we don't have to check into his ichus, as they were all miyuchasais, and we will stop over here.